This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, Mark Zeno's in for Mike. It is a Friday, guys, talking Falcons with you. I know some of you were on hold and want to talk about the Falcons. Call us back, man, 404-726-0929. We will open up the phone lines in the 3 o'clock hour to take phone calls. I feel like this is a must win. Like, you have to win Sunday. I don't care how. I don't care what it looks like. I mean, I'd love to tell you we play flawless football and this thing is we drag these guys. But I don't think it's going to look like that. So, I don't know what to expect. And everybody keeps saying, all right, do you think we're going to win? Zeno, do you think we're going to win? Do you think the Falcons win on Sunday?
I lean yes.
Okay.
I mean, I would take them plus 6.5.
Magic 8 ball again.
What happened?
Magic 8 ball once again. Mark Zeno there, yes. Outlook looks very cloudy.
I don't know what to think. Honestly. And I always
all signs point to yes.
I don't know what to think about this. All right, man.
I don't either. Like, I mean, part of me says, like, you know, at least from a betting perspective, take the Falcons in the first half. Like, you know, they need to start fast. I just don't like the game script of them having to play catch-up.
Me neither.
It doesn't feel like it's an offense that plays catch-up very well.
Hasn't shown that ability.
I mean, other than last week, but those were defense turnover-aided, right? You can't count on that every week. You can't count on the other team making a mistake to help you get back into a game. You know, I mean, sure, the defense gets a say and they can affect things, but, you know, I mean, them Michael Penix having to throw his way back into a lead here doesn't feel like, you know, the game script I want for a young quarterback.
Me neither. That's why I don't know. I'd love to say I have absolute confidence. I don't. I need them to gain that back from me, and I need them to show us that they can play a complete game, and that's something else. I mean, just like the Dogs, guys, they're very similar in this way. That as good as the Dogs have been, they have not played a complete game yet this season. Speaking of the Dogs, more on the game with Miss State coming up. We'll talk about Brent Key as well. Right now, though, we got to get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Daily Download's brought to you by Akins Ford, where the end of the year deals start now. Last night, I don't know, I was not entertained at all. It was a boring game, to be quite honest with you. But the Broncos find a way to win on Thursday Night Football. Listen to Bo Nix. He said scoring 10 points, not enough.
Got to do better. At some point, 10 points ain't going to be enough. We got to score more. We just have a tough and resilient football team. We find ways to win. Usually right now it's the defense leading the charge. They just continue to get us the ball back. A bunch of sacks tonight. You know, a few that were in field goal range that knocked them out. And you'll win a lot of games with a defense playing like that. And then tonight we had a little spark with some special teams plays. And then, you know, we just, at some point, we got to start moving the football and scoring points.
Zeno, they booed him. They were booing Bo Nix last night.
It's not enough.
They were like, boo! He was throwing balls incomplete, balls short.
They weren't saying Bo, they were saying boo?
No, it was boo. It was boo. As a matter of fact, he addressed it after the game. This is what he said about being booed last night.
What did you think about some of their reaction, the boos and that kind of thing?
Well, I've been booed before, and I'll be booed again, so not going to be the last time. It's obviously unfortunate. You don't want your own fans booing you, but, you know, it's part of it.
Boo!
I was saying Boo Earns.
If you get the reference from The Simpsons.
Are they saying Boo or Boo Earns?
They win 10-7. It was an ugly game. Hey, man, Hawks back in action tonight, by the way. 7:30 right here on Sports Radio.
They're going to give up 140 to the Raptors again?
How many?
140.
I hope not. Got to play some defense tonight, man. Got to.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. The stats over the recent years have showed us that Hawks defense is actually better with Trey off the court.
We play defense.
Well, look, we're about to find out. We got a four-week span here where we're about to see if that is the case. I think they have improved personnel-wise defensively. I don't know if that's necessarily translated quite yet on the floor. Curious to see how they play tonight, more importantly, tomorrow against the Lakers, but don't want to overlook anybody. Again, coverage starts right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game tonight, and you get a chance to hear all of that. Jalen Walker, congratulations, named Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero Sugar, Rookie of the Week, following his performance against the Patriots. 5 tackles, 4 solos, 2 sacks. That's what we want from Jalen. That's the kind of game we want, and I don't know if he's capable of doing it every week. We hope, but make an impact. Have a presence, and last week he had a big presence. So congratulations to Jalen. Hopefully he has another big showing coming up this Sunday morning. The Dogs head to Mississippi State. Again, they are 9.5-point favorite. Games at noon. Does that concern you with the early start? We haven't even really discussed that, to be honest, because coaches talk about these early starts and getting guys going, and then we talked about how slow Georgia has started in the first half. Noon start, does it matter?
I mean, I don't think they're well-equipped to, you know, to handle the start time. It's can their offense play well at the outset? You know, can their defense prevent the other team from scoring early? The first half has not been good for them. Now, credit to Kirby Smart. He's the best adjustment coach in all of college football.
Hands down.
Maybe one or two other guys would be even in that same category, but it's not many. And if they want to continue to, dig themselves a hole or let things be tighter than it needs to be, you know, one bad bounce of the football could cost you a game. And that's ultimately a situation you don't want to be in here. I mean, I keep thinking to myself.
Self?
That, like, for the last couple of weeks, you're like, when's that breakout game for Georgia? When is that game where they just remind us that the G on the side of their helmet is the G on the side of their helmet for a reason? And we haven't seen it yet this year. Just haven't. I thought we would see it kind of after the loss they took to Alabama, and they would bounce back and remind everybody who they are. But they've been on the struggle bus since.
Like Georgia tomorrow, I have said this and stated it, even though Miss State scores points, we're going to see how this shakes out. Noon start, by the way, noon kickoff. We're going to talk more Dogs and more Georgia Tech. But before we get to the 3 o'clock hour and talk some more NFL with you, Brent Key today was on the Steakhouse. And one of the things he talked about, as Mark and I discussed yesterday, the potential extension, are they working on an extension? Reports are that they are close to finalizing a contract extension and salary increase for Brent Key. But I want you to hear what he said today right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, you know, like, don't forget now, I left the University of Alabama after, what, 3 straight national championship games? Come back here for the same position, basically. And, you know, now that I've got an opportunity, and I'm so fortunate to be able to sit in this seat. Like, I'm not letting this thing go. As long as I feel like we can win championships, and I'm not talking about just conference championships, y'all. I'm talking about as long as we are supported, and the vision that Dr. Cabrera has, and now with Ryan being the athletic director, right? The alignment we have at Georgia Tech is second to none. And as long as that continues, as long as we feel like we are in position to win championships. Go Jackets.
I'm not letting this go. As long as this thing is supported.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.